We do this every year, Ted, and it's just come up on, so it's fast on us. And so it's July 25th at the Walmart South Point from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And we're just asking everybody to come out like they've done in the past and help us out with any type of back to school donation, any donation that they can think of that you would need for school, we probably need. We are excited to partner again with Walmart and B1015 to help us promote our Stuff the Bus event. But it's so important because when kids are ready for the first day of school, we know that that sets them off in a good direction for the entire school year. So it's so important, these contributions that our community makes to help our kids with these school supplies.
Well, and school supplies have gotten expensive, and it's like you said, Renee, it is so important for kids to be able to have that stuff and be ready to go. With such an emphasis on test scores and everything, it just gets everybody off to a good start.
Yes, absolutely. And we have so many of our students have needs, and we want to make sure that this is just one thing that parents don't have to worry about. As you know, we have Treasure House, so all of the donations that we get from Walmart will go to Treasure House. The kids actually get to go through, they work through their school, and they can set up a time so they can pick out their actual backpack they want, pick out their favorite type of pen that they want to use, folder colors, all of that stuff. We just are so thankful for our community because each year they are so generous and coming out and supporting this event. And we will have our students out there this year again helping collect the donations. So be sure to stop by and say hi to our students and staff that are working the event. It's a fun day for everybody. So we're excited to have this opportunity to support our kids again.
It's so important, Renee, at this time because, it really is a hard time for families right now. And anything you can supply will be greatly appreciated and used.
That's correct. I mean, we're collecting everything. Pencils, crayons, scissors, backpacks, paper, just whatever you have, notebooks, three-ring binders. We need it all. And so what we'll do is we'll collect all the materials, we'll take it over to Treasure House, we'll make sure that it can get to the hands of the students that need it. We have several ways that can be done. They can stop by Treasure House working through their school counselor or social worker, make an appointment to come by Treasure House. They get to kind of shop the store and pick exactly the school supplies they need. Or our school counselors and school social workers will come and get materials to take back to the school so that the students can just pick out the items they need right at the school. So if you have a student that needs school supplies and you don't know how you're going to make that happen, reach out to your child's school so that we can connect you with Treasure House and get those supplies in your child's hand. Because we want every kid to start the first day of school feeling excited about school, prepared for school, and ready to go, and knowing that they have all the supplies that they need to get the work done.
Well, and the other thing, Renee, is it's so easy when you stop by. If you can either go in and find things on your own, or you have lists for people, you make it very easy.
Yes, we will have a shopping list. We have our volunteers that are our student volunteers and staff volunteers that will be out there that day. So if you're not quite sure what to do, we'll give you a little shopping list. You can pick one item. You can buy all the items on the list. You can buy multiples of the items. You can buy them from other locations and drop them off. So if you don't have a lot of time on Saturday and you just want to drop it off, we'll come out to your car and pick it up, the bag, and you can just keep on rolling. So we try to make it as easy as possible for people to make donations. And for those people who are maybe going to be out of town on Saturday but still want to support, they can always drop off the supplies and donations at our school board office. It's located right across the street from Massaponics High School.
No, you make it you make it very easy, and it's so exciting when you do drop stuff off and you see how much you're collecting and knowing that it's all going to go to you, it's all going to be put to such good use.
Absolutely. And the first day of school is just around the corner. It's August 10th. for our transition day, and then all students will be back on August 11th. So you think about it, it's just a few weeks away. So that's why we kind of pushed back Stuff the Bus this year, and it is going to be July 25th. It's a little earlier than we've done it in the past, but it's so important because we want to make sure that these supplies get to the students so that they can start that first day of school ready to go. It's July 25th at the Walmart South Point from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. You're going to see Rover there. Buzzy's going to stop by for part of the morning, and we'll have our student volunteers there. So we look forward to seeing the community. They've been so generous in the past, and we love doing this event, and we are so thankful for everybody's support. No donation is too small. If you're doing some Walmart shopping this Saturday and you want to pick up a couple boxes of crayons and drop them off, we would love to have that donation. So don't think that you have to have like this big 10 bags of stuff. We'll take whatever. We are just very appreciative of whatever we get because we know that each donation makes a difference for a student in our community. So again, it's whatever they want to donate: pencils, paper, notebooks, three-ring binders, scissors, crayons, glue sticks, tissue boxes, hand sanitizer. Just whatever you think that a student needs for school, we probably need it. So we appreciate any donation, and we look forward to seeing everybody on July 25th at the Walmart South Point from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.